This is GIS News. Coming up, government entities to have unlimited access to GIS software, new bridge to be constructed in St. Thomas, and work to begin on damaged roadway in Hamilton Mountain in St. Mary. The details after this message.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's amnesty, now extended to July 31. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, now extended to July 31. Call 908-4419-24 for details.
Now the news. A $278 million contract has been signed with U.S. firm Environmental Systems Research Institute to provide government entities with unlimited access to its suite of technology software. The four-year enterprise license agreement is expected to enhance key areas of the government's operations. These include land administration and management, planning, hazard mitigation and emergency management, environmental science, national security and utilities and infrastructure. Speaking at the recent signing of the agreement, Environment Minister Robert Pickersgill said the new software will enable government entities to improve their productivity and performance.
It will also improve the speed, accuracy, and quality of data, which all government agencies need to modernize their processes and improve the experience of doing business in Jamaica.
The Environmental Systems Research Institute is the largest global supplier of geographic information system software, which the government of Jamaica has been utilizing in its operations for more than 20 years. The government in short order will begin construction of a new bridge in Port Morant, St. Thomas. A contract valued at $49.5 million was awarded to Alcar Construction and Haulage Company to build the Harborhead Bridge. It will replace the over 100-year-old bridge, which is now in poor structural condition. Construction of the bridge is to begin this month and will last for 6 months. Meanwhile, the Falmouth Main Road seawall is to be rehabilitated at a cost of $50.7 million. Local company S&G Road Surfacing Material Limited has been awarded the contract for the works. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says the project is necessary to ensure the safety of road users.
Rising sea levels and improvements to the Falmouth cruise ship pier have caused higher wave activity, resulting in breakaways to the seawall and roadway. Sometimes water gushes onto the roadway, and this temporarily impedes the visibility of the motorists and endangers them.
The work is to start in August and should be completed within 4 months. It's being funded jointly by the Tourism Enhancement Fund and the Port Authority of Jamaica. Labour Minister Derek Kellyer is now in Canada to hold talks with officials of that country's government regarding the discontinuation of deductions from the earnings of workers under the Seasonal Agricultural Programme. Under the programme, 25% of workers' earnings is deducted by the employer and remitted to the liaison service. Of this amount, 19.5% is sent to the Minister of Labour for the account of the workers, while 0.5% goes to cover medical expenses and 5% is retained by the Jamaica Liaison Services. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says following advice that these practices were illegal in some Canadian provinces, there was an agreement that the practice would be discontinued with the 2016 season.
Minister Kellyer will engage in several meetings with Canadian government officials on the issue in order to avert any negative impact the discontinuation of deductions may have on the viability of Jamaica's participation in the Seasonal Agriculture Works Program.
Senator Faulkner was speaking at a Jamaica House press briefing earlier this week. And the government is assuring residents of Hamilton Mountain in St. Mary that work will get underway within 2 weeks to repair a damaged roadway in the community. Junior Transport Works and Housing Minister Richard Azan says the technical assessment of the project has resulted in a delay in the start of works. However, the contract has already been awarded. The state minister was on a tour of road rehabilitation projects in the parish on Thursday. Several retaining walls are being erected to protect roadways in St. Mary, which were damaged during recent flood rains. Mr. Razan says some of the projects have been completed, while most others are nearing completion. The state minister was accompanied on the tour by members of parliament, Dr. Maurice Guy, Dr. Winston Green, and Joyland Silvera, as well as officers from the National Works Agency. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.